Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody, wherever you are. It is February 6th, and this is Testimonial Tuesday, and obviously we're talking about Beamer, the effects of the Beamer device on the human body, and perhaps also your results in sharing it with others. And I am your host, Dr. Marlies Vonk, Organizational Manager in Beamer, together with my better half, Fabio Botter. And I'm also the host of the BEEE, which we will have an episode this month, which is the Equine Educational Experience. And I'm excited. I've been using Beamer for 7 years, and it's been a blast, and I can't stop myself from talking about it and sharing it. It's a beautiful day here in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. It's sunny. It feels like an early spring. And I also want to introduce to you my co-host today, the extraordinary Greg Peterson. And I believe you are tuning in from California. Is that correct, Greg?
I am. I've got my galoshes on, my umbrella popped open, my rain jacket on, and enjoying all the humidity that we're getting from Mother Nature here. So actually, it's really good. We've been very fortunate. I'm not where all the flooding or anything like that goes. That river of water actually was about 80 to 100 miles to the north of me more. We just missed that track. And so things have been good here, but let's send all our prayers and thoughts to all of those that were affected by all the heavy rains. But, you know, it's one of those things that as a medic and as a firefighter, we always scratched our heads and we were wondering, why do people build by a brook and a stream when they've seen past history of how far the water had come up, and they just don't think it'll ever happen to them. So, mm-hmm. You know, our thoughts and prayers go out to all these individuals, but, you know, when you build in areas like that, Mother Nature is going to take ultimate control.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, what's going on for folks there in California. And thanks for reminding us of that. And thankfully, you are okay. I hope everyone is in the Beamer family and beyond, of course. And, this too shall pass. Today is Testimonial Tuesday. And what we're looking for is testimonials of your own personal Beamer usage. And we're like you to avoid, and you can press 1 on your phone, and so you can get in the queue and get ready to leave your testimonial. We'll call upon you. And what we're looking for is no mention of disease names or any names of pharmaceuticals that you got off of them because of Beamer, that kind of thing. And also not the big P word, but we rather speak about discomfort relief and that kind of thing. And it needs to be your testimonial, not your spouse or your neighbor or someone you worked on with a demo, because they have to call in themselves if they want to leave it. And, yeah, that's about it. So be courageous and press 1 on your phone, because it's always good to hear new testimonials even if, you know, I have seen like thousands of testimonials myself because I've done so many demos. As a matter of fact, Greg, this weekend, and I think I told you last week, I was going to this rowing competition, and I did on Saturday. It was indoor rowing on the IRC. You probably know it. And I participated myself. I brought home a silver and a bronze medal, also thanks to the Beamer, because I felt pretty good. And but I actually also had a little booth, and I shared Beamer in the venue there. And it was the IRC Sprints in Alexandria, Virginia. And, you know, there were like 1,500 athletes there, and no one had heard about Beamer. No one. You know, of all kinds, like, youngsters, masters, athletes, and everything in between. And like, I couldn't find anyone that had heard about Beamer. So it was a great place to share it, and got lots of success with it as well, doing my demos.
Well, you know, I would say that was a stroke of luck that you were there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I had a blast. I had a total blast. It's so fun, you know. People have no idea. So I did recovery sessions, but some of them also before, and obviously it had good results. And, yeah, it's so much fun. Like, people have no idea what this even remotely is, you know. So, but it was funny. There was actually a vendor guy next to me who was representing a gym that only has ergs. Only has the indoor rowing machine, which is kind of really cool. Actually, it's called, I can't remember what it's called right now, Row House. And it's a franchise, but he actually had a Beamer for horses, believe it or not. And he had no idea that the Beamer for humans existed. So that was kind of funny. The only one that knew about Beamer was the guy that had it for his horses. But anyway, yeah, I had a great time, and I felt, you know, the Beamer, obviously I did the Beamer before, in between my performances, and then right after. And it just helped me a great deal to already be warmed up and flexible. And, you know, I felt like I could perform better than, and I did, because I have, you know, personal best as well. So, yeah, very, very happy that that I was there, Greg. What did you have going on the past week?
Oh, my gosh. I have been going nonstop. I went out last week, and on Wednesday I set up the booth for Lisa and Leslie out at the PPA tournament in Phoenix. I had all the equipment from the Rancho Mirage event, where I personally saw 60 different people, and, you know, a lot of positive responses why we were there at the booth. However, then the follow-up is the key, because I've only had two individuals that, yeah, they're interested, but not right now, which is fine. And we want to respect everybody at those levels. But anyway, I did that setup, and then I was also covering for my friend Roger Fouch, group leader, who was doing his second training academy as an academy director. So a person needs to do a couple academy, being an instructor and learning how to put on academies. And he was being shadowed by Michael Varbeck and Diane Hayworth, along with Randy Hood, and Karsten was there. And this was over in the Davenport area. So while he was away from his booth at the Mesa Market, I was covering there, and the Mesa Market is every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And here's the key about that. When you can have an event that is multiple days, that is golden, because you get people, especially on the first day, and you say, look, you need to come back in tomorrow and the next day, because this is an accumulative effect. And if you really want to start to feel or possibly feel some effects of this, you need to come in each day. Because I always ask them, how long did this issue that you have, how long did it take to start to set in? Well, it's probably been going on a long time. And I go, exactly. Are you expecting me to change that in 8 minutes? Let's be real. You know, I bring reality to the table. So anyway, I covered the weekend, and I think I had about 30 or 40 contacts of new people that had come in. But then we have a lot of people coming back, a lot of Canadians that are snowbirds, that come in. And because of our business structure and them wanting to become distributors, but then if they purchase in the United States, if they want to do warranty items, then they have to bring their unit back into the United States and ship from there. It's just some logistics that goes on, which we're going to be working with on the company on. But we have a tremendous amount of individuals. When a lot of our Canadian guests actually head back then for the season, for the summer, I know we'll have about a dozen or so sales that will pop at that time, because what they'll do is they'll time it where they'll order and then it'll be delivered to their home by the time that they arrive home. So I did that this weekend, and then I've got a meeting for the advisory committee. And so we're going to be getting that started up. And right now they're kind of reaching out to the different members and asking about input. For example, Beamer Share, how are some things that we could do to improve upon that? So actually, directly after Blog Talk here, I've got a meeting in regards to that. So we're staying busy, we're staying involved, and just know that the company is truly wanting to improve and better themselves. But we also need to realize that it isn't a simple flip of a light switch on the wall to make something happen. Sometimes there are other organizations that we have to get approval on to change things, whether it's with the Beamer or whatever the case may be. But just rest assured that the ultimate goal for Liechtenstein is to be able for us to be able to sell Beamers. And it's not in their best interest to make it difficult for us. So they are looking and asking for our assistance on how we can make this better. So it is a family. We are working together. We just need to understand that there are so many moving parts behind the scenes, whether it's how do we get the materials to make this item or that item, because then you're looking at the material companies. What issues are they dealing with to make materials? So there are so many things that people don't realize. So just rest assured that we are definitely moving in very positive directions. It might not be as fast as we would like, but when those changes are made, that they do solidify them, they vent them, and we know that they're going to work. So back to you.
Yeah, no, good to hear, Greg, and I'm glad that you are on the advisory board and you have that input, and we all have a way to express, you know, our ideas and what we see as possible improvements. Of course, the Beamer always works, and so we have that always, you know, as a security. And then, you know, it's just, you know, we wouldn't have stuck with it for 7 years ourselves if it wasn't a good deal. So we would love to hear from you all. And there's quite a few people on today. Just press one and let us know what you have going on with Beamer. Do you have a good testimonial to share, even if it's just like something that came up, you know, one of those little things, you know, little discomfort, or maybe you had a good experience sharing the Beamer and you want us to tell us about it. As you can hear, Greg and I do quite a bit of events. And I agree, the multiple day events are excellent for sharing. Those have my preference as well. But you know, I wouldn't let a good opportunity to share the Beamer, you know, like go wasted. So if I can bring it, I will. And it's kind of always comes with us. But yeah, what do you have going on, and what are your testimonials? You know, you got to get comfortable sharing it. So, you know, when you meet someone that has a need that is obvious or that you want to share with, that testimonial rolls off of your tongue, you know, in an easy way. And you kind of learn that in Academy, in the Basic Academy. If you have attended that already, if you haven't, please do, because that's pretty vital for you to kind of learn the basics on the Beamer and get that foundation. I still remember our first Academy in I think it was March 2017, and we had been using the Beamer for a couple months, and, you know, I just had eyes like big, like, you know, like saucers, you know, like I was like, oh my gosh, I heard so many new things about the blood flow, microcirculation. I had no idea about all of that. That certainly wasn't taught in veterinary school. And so it actually took me, or took us, about 4 or 5 academies to get really comfortable with everything. And we did them all in 1 year, and we had to travel to the academies. And now, of course, after a few years of only virtual academies, we have the live academies, like Greg was saying. We have them back. I heard the Iowa one was a big, big, big success. I saw the photos online. So if you can get to a live one, you should. But otherwise, the online ones are fantastic as well. Greg, and I do not see anyone yet raising their hand. No one is courageous enough to share. What do you think?
Well, maybe they're just wanting us to chat away, and they're kicking back and enjoying because we're being so darn entertaining here. But,
well, of course, yeah.
the academies really are a true blessing for everybody, and that is the key. One of the very first things that you want to do when you sign someone on as a distributor is get them signed on for an academy. Very first thing, make that commitment. Because once a commitment is made, then you can work around and start showing them the back office, showing them the e-learning. That brings up another key that once you sign on a person as a new distributor, give it 24 hours, but go in and check to see if the e-learning has been activated on their back office, because it has not been automatically being added. And so all it does is it takes just a quick phone call to customer support, and they are able to send a message into the IT department, and within about 4 or 5 hours that e-learning is then activated. So that's just a little quick note. But, you know, we're here for doing testimonials. So, you know, for myself, here's how I look at it, everybody, is a lot of times I go back to what was my why, you know, my WHY. What was my why? Why did I get involved in Beamer? What attracted me to Beamer? Ask yourselves that. Write it down on a piece of paper. And then, did the Beamer meet the expectations of what your why was? Number two, what other items did you notice besides it meeting your why? What were the other things that you started to notice? Number three, then when you felt like you needed to share it with people, what were some of the techniques that you used, and what worked and what didn't work? So that's going to be your homework, guys, because for myself, I learned about this, and my why was I wanted to get faster on my bicycle. I watched it in 2016 on our four-man bicycle team that did the Race Across America. And as a four-man team, not only did we win, but we beat all the eight-man teams. And I saw firsthand our riders day after day after day riding, and especially into the third day Tuesday into Wednesday, where other teams were slowing down because they were getting fatigued, and not only the riders but the crew members, our team was actually accelerating. And I'd never seen that before. And as a paramedic and being into physiology, I could not understand how these guys were recovering so fast and coming back and continuing to ride. Now, were they still hurting? Yeah, but they were still operating at a level that no other team was able or capable of doing. So then I ended up getting mine after talking with a couple of the riders, and we did not have the marketing material like we do now. So I had to go on YouTube. I was looking at YouTubes from South America and things now that would be considered non-compliant because they were talking about disease states and how this works and different things there. I ended up getting mine without even trying it out. And right away, yes, it worked on my cycling. My recovery time was so much faster. We have little computers on our bikes that record our routes. And so when you do a route, let's say a few days later, it will let you know, hey, you did this section faster or that section faster. Well, I would do every Tuesday and Thursday this one route that goes up the hill. It's a 18-mile loop, and I go about 2,400 feet up and then come back down. And I was setting personal bests left and right like never before. Now, my ability of how I felt when I was riding felt the same. I felt like I was still putting out the same energy the whole bit. However, my performance, my average speed was faster. My recovery was faster while I was riding, not just after the ride. I literally felt myself recovering during the ride itself. So those were the initial things I noticed. And then also just better energy during the day. I used to also, as a fun side job, one of our riders was a tax attorney. And during tax season, I was the pretty face out front. He was the brains in the back. And so I was greeting people, setting up appointments, shuffling paperwork. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I would get the afternoon dozies, and man, I would need a soda or some caffeine or something to stay awake. Once I started using the Beamer, I didn't need any of that. I was rocking and rolling, and then at that evening, I would go out and do the bike ride, and it was just incredible. Those were the initial things that I noticed. But then came the long-term items. I was having issues, I'll just say, with altered blood labs, and I was struggling. Even though I was exercising and a good diet, there were certain blood labs that were continuing to elevate. And once I started using the Beamer, everything is back down to normal. My labs are as if I was back in my 20s again. And I just feel literally like I am back in my 20s again. I also noticed that I was drinking about 3 times more water during the day, and I was flushing items out. And so as I continue to use this, I am literally getting healthier and healthier. And I've been using this now for almost 8 years. And when you look at the physiology, you got to remember that every cell in our body replenishes themselves every 5 to 7 years. Well, if I'm using this now for 7 to 8 years, I am now creating a healthy environment for my cells to replicate instead of a grungy green old swimming pool where the pump is broken and algae is growing. I am now creating that crystal clean swimming pool and an environment where my cells can replicate in a healthy atmosphere. And by doing so, I literally, by definition, am getting healthier and younger. And that is what is truly amazing. So back to you, Marlise. As we all know, my dad nicknamed me Gabby, so I could talk all day.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. I mean, I recognize, you know, myself in all parts of your story because the Beamer uses and the Beamer benefits, it always changes, and it's always surprising, you know, what it can help you with. And it's such a, and while we're speaking, by the way, folks, those of you that are live on the call, press 1 and help us out here, because we're looking for more testimonials from you guys. Otherwise, we're going to cut this call short today. So press 1 on your phone and talk to us. And so basically, I started using the Beamer mostly because I was fascinated. I had this amazing result in one of our horses that was in a lot of discomfort. And I'd been looking at it already and researching it, and that all made, but I just needed to have that emotional experience, which I got with the horse. And so that was a no-brainer right there. And then obviously we also wanted to have the human device, and we saw the potential of it. And my first effect was also, it was stress relief and coming out of stagnation and starting to exercise again. And I think from doing nothing after 4 months or so after using the human Beamer, I was in the gym like 5 days a week doing CrossFit. And same things, like you say, like drinking a lot of water and just feeling younger. And, you know, I had that Saturday as well where I was on my feet. I had done a 3-hour travel, not a lot of sleep, and still I felt great during the day and able to do these competitions as well. So, and then throughout the years, you know, there's been, you know, some issues that life throws at you, and you always have the support of the Beamer kind of restoring your balance. You know, what Dr. Burka also always talks about is to restore the balance and keep the flow and just keep you younger and keep you, I mean, everyone's aging, you know, from the time we're born, we're aging. So keep you aging in a healthy way and just functional and being able to do the things that you'd like to do. And so, yeah, Beamer is a completely integrated part of our lifestyle. It's always available to do a session. You know, I may jump on it an extra time during the day. I also use the lights a lot right now, the beauty pack lights, the red and infrared and the red and blue one. And, yeah, every body part has benefit, including the mind. So, yeah, I cannot imagine a life without Beamer. That would be unthinkable. I think would be the last thing I wanted to give up on would be the Beamer.
Well, most definitely. And here's something I receive a lot of times, too, is people go, well, what about this item and what about that item? Anything else that is out there, Beamer works in conjunction with anything else out there. Naturally, we do have our disclaimers, and we do have our restrictions of a couple items, because people go, well, why can't you use it with a pacemaker? Why can't you use it with a medically implanted battery-operated device? And the reason being is we don't have the medical studies to show that we do not harm anything like that, although we have never, ever harmed anybody with the Beamer. But we just have to, liability-wise, we need to cover ourselves until actual medical studies come out showing otherwise. So if somebody says, hey, I had this pacemaker, I got on the Beamer, and this occurred, we can then legitimately say, no, you know, that was a manufacturer defect or whatever the case may be. So just for everybody's knowledge, that is why the Beamer is so safe to use. And we want to make sure that we get it in the hands of anybody and everybody we can, because it will change their lives. Will it happen in one session? Chances are not. We don't want to give any false, expectations to individuals. We want to be honest with them and let them know that, unfortunately, we've been brainwashed with got an ill, take a pill, and we're covering up signs and symptoms, but those items are not being cured. And just to confirm that Beamer doesn't diagnose, cure, or treat any disease. However, the Beamer is the tool to allow our bodies to. Our bodies are the magic. Our bodies are capable of healing anything that is thrown at them. And I know people say, well, what about regrowing cartilage or different disease states or whatever like that? Yes. If the body is given the tools and the energy to be able to do what it was truly meant to do, it can do that. And there are things coming out on the market, and Beamer is one of those energy enhancements that where we're really recharging our battery and at the cellular level, and we are getting that blood flow back. And Marlise, I'm not sure if I shared this with you, but you know, Beamer is like three different devices in one. It's using magnetic wave, it's using frequency, and it's using muscle stimulation. And people go, what do you mean? And I go, well, we don't use magnets. We use a magnetic field, which transports our patented signal, which is a frequency. And what that does is it does muscle stimulation at the cellular level to get the blood flowing properly. So where there's other devices out there, they only do one thing. It could be either it's magnets or they're using a PEMF, which is just standard sinusoidal waves or square waves or whatever, that is can't be patented, or you have muscle stimulation devices, but they're like pins units for the skeletal muscles, the large muscles. Here, Beamer is in its own category by itself. In fact, Beamer is not categorized with the FDA as a PEMF device. It is a healthy, smooth muscle stimulation device. So when people say, oh, well, that's a PEMF device, you can go technically, no, because with the in the eyes of the FDA, we are a healthy, smooth muscle stimulation device that is working at the cellular level. So I just wanted to pass that back to you, Marlise, because I'm going to throw this back into the doctor's lap.
Yeah, actually, and while you were talking, I had it on mute because I was actually getting the UPS guy here delivering a piece of the Beamer, an Evo box that I had sent in. So it just came back, and I had to help the guy with the signature. So, but I got part of it, what you were saying about the PMF, and obviously the Beamer signal is something different on a completely different level. And there is just no such thing, you know, it's a category of one. And there is no other device that does what Beamer does. And if they tell you it does, then they're lying, like Dr. Burka says, you know. He always says that. There is nothing like Beamer. And Dr. Burka will be on next week for Medical Monday and Wellness Wednesday. And what we were talking about, the academies, by the way, because I just looked that up, there is actually that academy this weekend, Friday, Saturday in California. Hopefully that will all be fine there in San Diego. But there's still some spaces there, February 9th and 10th. So that's this Friday and Saturday. So if people still wanted to sign up and they're in that area, and it's, you know, all everything is safe for you to go, then I would absolutely go because that's an opportunity not to miss for a life academy there. So Greg, not seeing any callers that raise their hand, or is there one? No, I don't think so.
No, we don't have any. I think everybody's fingers are frozen today. What you guys need to do is take the Beamer, use the B-Spot, maybe do like a program too, and put that on your fingers to help loosen them up. And once they're loosened up, press the 1 on your phone, and then that will bring you into the queue, and we can call upon you because we would like to get your input and your testimonial of how were you introduced to Beamer. Let's just start with that. How did you get introduced to Beamer, and why did it interest you? All right? Let's just start with very simple items like that because when you share that, you might spur the interest of someone else going, hey, you know what? Someone was talking to me about that the other day, and I never thought about, hey, I could share the Beamer with that individual. Remember, Testimonial Tuesday here, guys, is to get your input to be able to help spur the knowledge of all those that are listening so that we all can go out and share and change more lives. But we need your assistance as well. And so just press the number 1 on your phone, as like Marlise said, because we're both volunteering. And like Marlise said, she had to mute and take care of some business there. And Marlise, I see we have a brave soul. So I'll let you call upon them.
Oh, yes. And it's area code 386. 386, you are actually live on Blog Talk now.
Good afternoon. This is Wanda Henson over in Daytona Beach. I thought I'd just get things started. I have
Wanda. Wanda.
Hi.
Hold on one second. Wanda,
okay.
I need to welcome you with this.
Thank
because
you very
you were
much.
Actually brave enough to press 1. So what's going on,
Thank
Wanda?
You.
What would you like to share?
Well, I just wanted to chime in. I like Greg. We got our Beamer a little over 8 years ago, and it's, you know, it's the greatest tool that you can have in your toolbox in your home. Originally, a friend shared it with me, the information. I researched it for 2 weeks while my husband was pacing, saying, no way in heck are we going to be able to, you know, that we're going to buy that thing. And so, but I just kept doing my research. And then when I told him that if we had it, we could help somebody else, he said, well, order it then. So the rest is history. My condition was neurological, and that's the reason my friend Rhonda shared it with me. And massive, massive doses of medication over 50 years because I was diagnosed as a teenager with that condition. And they tell you there's nothing you can do. They're, you know, you just take the pain pills, the pills, and deal with it. And basically it controlled my life for all those years. I no longer take any medications whatsoever. Neither does my husband. And it's just so life-changing. And what hurts today will hurt something when you get that taken care of. Something else will happen. So just because I've gotten my condition taken care of doesn't mean I'm not using it every day for something else that goes on. We do the 8 minutes twice a day religiously. We don't leave home without it when we're vacation. But thank you for hosting today. I know it's a little annoying when we sit here and we don't call in. And I'm playing golf next Tuesday. And I said, dang, I'm going to miss Blog Talk. You know, that's how devoted I am to listening. So this is where I like being.
Incredible. Is this incredible one that you're saying for 50 years you've been suffering from that condition, and now you're out there playing golf and basically you don't have to take those medications with potentially side effects? I mean, and they told you it was like a life sentence. I mean, that is just incredible.
I know, and you know, you can get emotional when you think about it. How many people are out there just like me, different conditions, but still the Beamer can help. You know, we can only do so much. We've lost so many friends that said, oh, no, I don't need that. And, you know, they're gone. I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone. You know,
yeah.
They didn't have time to, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Wanda, mm-hmm. What would have been, just estimating, what was the average monthly cost of medication over those 50 years? Just yet, because I've got the other numbers pulled up here, but what would you estimate you spent per month on medication?
Probably probably only about $100 a month, but you add that up. But it's not that. It's not the money. It's what it was doing to my body and my brain, because that's where my condition was, in my brain. And just before I received the information about the Beamer, I was having episodes that I knew was not right. So, you know, it had done things to my brain, obviously. Mm-hmm. And well, it could have been just circulatory, just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And for me, when I hear the brain is dying or the brain is drying up, of course it's going to, if it doesn't have circulation. That's the way I feel like it. Now I got, the very first day, I felt a difference in that area. In fact, my hair even came back in a little puffy over that area of my brain where I had that condition. You know,
mm-hmm.
when it started coming, you know, as it grew, it was just a little puffy there.
Well, I did the math. And that comes out to $60,000 on just expensive medication. And all that time you were still suffering and your quality of your life wasn't where you wished it to be.
Absolutely. And it is about the quality of life. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I get frustrated. I get frustrated in sharing, but I'm not giving up.
Nope.
I'm like a little woodpecker. I just keep pecking.
Well, there's a saying, when the student is ready to listen, the teacher will appear. And we have to respect other people's timelines and their privacy. But all we need to do is plant the seed. And when they are ready to listen, then they know that they can call upon us and we're there to, with love and open arms, be able to share this and then help them answer their questions. Because one thing I have also found out, guys, is when I'm sharing the Beamer, it's easy for me to describe it because I have the pictures already in my head. I've seen the videos and all the illustrations and the whole bit. So it's easy for me to talk and explain it, but for the person that's listening, have none of that. So that's why we want to make it simple and just share the videos that explain what Beamer does. Now you are respecting that individual's ability to cognitively be able to pull in the information to truly understand what we have and in the shortest period of time, because we want to value their time as well. So just a little keynote there.
You know, it's crazy. They'll walk to walk on a car dealership lot, really haven't done their research. A salesman that's smooth-talking can talk them into a $60,000 car, and they don't even think about it, you know. It's crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and they're not taking care of their own body. But
well, a good salesman will look for any of the negative attributes, whether it be, well, the cost or anything like that. Well, let's look at that. We've got financing plans, and look at how simple this is. And so they eliminate any of those fears that a person might have.
And now I'm using the phrase, because we own now, we own 10 Beamers now. We have 2 horse units and 8 human Beamers. But we have never missed a meal. We treat it like a car payment, the interest-free credit cards, and pay it mm-hmm. off before we ever pay a penny interest. The only interest I've ever paid on these Beamers is the very first one when he said, well, order it. And I grabbed a credit card and purchased it. That's the only time that we've paid interest on the Beamer. So they just treat it like a car payment, and good is. And then it's paid off.
Yep, just taking responsibility. And normally with your zero interest credit cards, a person can Google and just look at all the zero interest credit cards out there. They're anywhere from 6 months to 12 to 18 months, maybe more. And you put it on that, and then you figure out, okay, this is how much I need to pay each month. And you just make a point to do that, and it definitely makes it much more feasible. And think of it this way, too, people, is we are there to help the people as we share Beamer with them. So let's make sure that we also remind them, hey, I want to make sure that you don't pay any interest. Are you able to make your monthly payment? And how are you using your Beamer? Is everything okay? Describe to me how you are using it. And you will find out 9 times out of 10 they're doing something opposite of what you'd explain to them, because it's a lot of information up front. So always make sure you do your follow-ups, people, because a good, well-taken-care-of client will bring an average of 3 to 5 new prospects to your table. So you definitely want to take care of the people that we share Beamer with. Go ahead, and back to you guys.
Yeah, awesome. This call was definitely worth it, just based on the testimonial of Wanda here. Thank you so much for coming on, pressing 1, and sharing with us. That was amazing.
We really appreciate y'all being there. And I know everybody's got different things going on with them, and not everybody can call in, but they're
absolutely
listening, or they can listen to the replay like I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And thank you, Wanda. We got about a minute left. So we're just in time to close it up here, and I thought there was a lot of useful information shared in any case, and then Wanda's extraordinary testimonials. I think it was a great call and a good material for people to listen to and share with their teams. And, so thank you all for being on, listening, and thanks, Greg, for co-hosting with me. And I hope everything stays safe in California out there, and that there will be a great academy there in San Diego this weekend. What do you think, Greg?
It's going to be awesome, and don't forget to listen to the recordings on blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS and on your app, on your phone, podcast app on Apple, podcast player on Android. Type in the word Beamer. All our recordings are there, and you can listen to these if you're not able to listen to them live.
Yeah, and tomorrow's Roundtable Wednesday and Thursday is Equine Thursday, so tune in for those episodes as well, and we will be happy to welcome you on the next calls next week, Testimonial Tuesday. Prepare your testimony for next week. All right, folks, have a wonderful rest of your day and make it a great one, and Beamer on.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.